My name is...
My name is...
And this is...
I'm sorry, I was reading Twitter.
The internet is full of distractions. Email, Twitter, Identica, calendars, blogs, Facebook, MySpace, webinars, websites, videos, podcasts. Each of these devious little bastards subdivides our consciousness into smaller and smaller parcels of concentration. And it seems like it is getting harder and harder to stay focused on what you're doing. Those of us who work and play on the internet are at most risk, and psychologists are a combination of worried and morbidly fascinated with our digital daydreaming. Such brainiacs have deduced that we spend less than 60 seconds on a website. And what is making matters worse are beeping cell phones with all of this content arriving, keeping us chained to the distracto net. But is it all hype? Are we, the most advanced species on the planet, evolving into a new world of information and connectivity? Or, with our concentration spans on the blink, will we regress into bottom feeders unable to string together a cohesive thought?
To be honest with you, I think in the New World Order, the people who are going to end up being masters are the ones who actually have the capability of dealing with all these constant flows of information from every direction and distilling some kind of sense out of them. You know, people who can actually deal with the sensory barrage. It's we can't wind the clock back and go, well, I preferred the world when it wasn't this complicated and stuff still arrived by fax. This is the way the world is. Get with the program. Live with it.
Mind you, it has to be said, right, that so part of the reason why I wanted to talk about this was the fact that I'm actually beginning to get a little bit worried about this because we've got all of this information coming through, and I'm just as one person, I'm finding more and more difficult to keep up with this stuff. Like, once upon a time, email was the main thing I had to care about, and phone calls, right, and a calendar, and those are the three main things I had to concentrate on in terms of recurring stuff. But now Twitter and Identica and blogs and Facebook, all these things are actually part of my world now that's relevant to my job. And each of these different things are in different buckets, and I have to have a workflow for how each bucket works. But the different buckets don't fit together into a workflow that manages them all. And that's the kind of thing I want to see a tool for. But behind that tool is this effect that it could have on our attention span.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's interesting. If you're talking about a tool to do all this, the Mozilla team have put together a thing called Raindrop, which is it's essentially a combination email client and Twitter client and everything. It basically pays attention to all of these different sources of data, sources of information, pulls them all together into one consistent whole, and lets you see all that stuff, follow individual bits of it, slice your way through your data however you want to, pulls it all together, sticks it all in one place. And years ago, there was an email client called Zoe, which tried to do exactly the same thing. And it's interesting that people are trying to set up. Me, personally, I'm not convinced that the way to do it is... I don't agree with you about buckets. I don't think that the answer is to get all these things and put them all in one bucket. Not at all. I quite like the fact that they're separate. It does mean I have to context switch in between different environments.
It's not so much that they're putting them in one bucket. I don't want to see, for example, just an inbox with all of this crap in it. What I'm keen to do is I'm keen to see just a means of keeping on top of it. So something I've become a fan of recently is these burn down charts, which looks at all the different actions that you can work on throughout a project. And the good thing about that, it gives you oversight over the whole project. I'd like to see something kind of similar for all of these different pieces of media that come together. But we digress a little bit on that.
Well, because part of the thing I think that's interesting is the way that the world is moulding itself around this lack of attention or what have you. I mean, if you look at Barack Obama's media team, there was an article, a write-up by, I think it was The Economist, and they said that his media team have managed to grasp the New World Order in a way that no one else has. So instead of there being, you know, once a week an address from the president when everyone sits down in their best clothes and listens to what's been going on for half an hour, it's just that they're well aware of the idea of this constant barrage. So they've got constantly things going on, and they're talking about them all the time. So you've got pictures appearing on Flickr from the White House, and tweets from the White House, and constant short, sharp press conferences all the time in order to stay on top of the information barrage, rather than trying to fight your way through it by doing one big thing once a fortnight.
Psychiatrists refer to this as stickiness. So they typically talk about websites and how essentially if they keep your attention, they're called sticky websites. And I fully understand all of the laughing and tittering that's going on right now with our listeners over talking about sticky websites. But the serious side to it is the fact that these web developers and designers and all these different people who are working on web properties are having to maximize the amount of time that they can get their message through in like 10 seconds. And I just wonder, I don't know, maybe the traditionalist inside of me just worries that this is going to kind of affect our ability to have like a longer experience. Like, a movie's going to be a thing of the past because people can't sit down for 2 hours. I mean,
well, yeah, but then, you know, how often do you watch movies now by comparison with how often you watch something on YouTube? A movie does feel like a long time to me, to be honest with you.
So that's the reason why TV shows are traditionally 30 minutes long, because there's like some study that was made years ago that said that, you know, people have their attention span for 30 minutes. But you say, I mean, it's much funnier to kind of watch a video of, you know, Star Trek redubbed with comedy value or cat being tickled or whatever it is on YouTube.
Exactly. I mean, part of the interesting thing to my mind is your point about how you manage this. It's not so much managing it as making sure that you're not distracted except when you need to be, so you can concentrate on something. And if you look at something like, say, Notify OSD, the Ubuntu notification daemon, their primary goal with that is to make you aware of what's going on, but without distracting your workflow. So part of the reason that the notifications don't have buttons on them is so you won't be tempted to click on them, for example. And notifications are deliberately ephemeral in that kind of way. And that, I think, is, again, a reaction to this idea that there is this constant barrage, and how do you fix it?
Yeah, absolutely. And and if there's a way to deliver information, like, I guess you can divide this into two areas. Things you've got to do as a response to, in a response to a notification, and just general information. Like, a lot of the stuff that I get in Notify OSD bubbles, things like Twitter messages and things like that, I don't need to interact with. I just need to look at. And if I see something, like, I subscribe to the In-N-Out Burger Twitter feed, right? Most of the time, I don't need to click on any of their links. Whereas a lot of the stuff I do want to click on, I want to go and check out, so I can pick and choose. And that's one thing that I like about that. But in terms of things that you need to interact with, in terms of tasks, I think it gets a lot more complicated.
It does. I mean, as you say, having some way of balancing that is a good idea. And what I'm not sure about is exactly how to do it. Whether if you think about the getting things done methodology, the idea is that every time something comes in, you either fix it right then and right there, or you just add it to your task queue and then forget about it and get back on with what you were doing. So maybe the answer is something like, you know, there's getting things GNOME, and there are half a dozen different getting things done programs for people to use. So maybe the idea is to have all of this stuff, your Twitter client, your web client, your mail client, everything, have a very easy way, just a big button which says, add this to my action queue, and then shut up about it. You know, get it out of my life until it comes back up during my weekly review as part of the getting things done process. And maybe that kind of thing is the answer. Having, not so much having a thing which gathers all of your stuff together, but a way of kicking anything that comes in right now, kicking it off to your to-do list.
Yeah.
So your mail client basically has two buttons in it. It's got a button which says, delete this, I don't care about it, and a button which says, deal with this later. And then you hit deal with this later, and then it goes away until you decide to context switch into email management mode.
It's interesting. And of course, Shot of Jack is in many ways an example of this, right? I mean, the reason why we do 10-minute podcasts is because we realize that people have a short attention span and people don't have a lot of time as well. You know, we're a media format that's reacted to attention span in many ways, because we realize that with Lug Radio, people now don't have the attention span to sit down for a year and a half to listen to a show.
No, exactly. You know,
as opposed to 10 minutes.
So we are working with that. I mean, we're now at a point in the world where you've got NASA scientists treating kids with attention deficit disorder using computer games and stuff like that. One of the NASA scientists is actually called Alan Pope, which is quite cool, considering... I mean, I imagine he's had a day off the Ubuntu UK podcast. But, yeah, we're now at that point where it's proper science actually trying to deal with this issue.
So we have a lot of opinions about this, and we've only scraped the surface. Of course, we are at the very beginning of the conversation, and we're keen for our wonderful Shot of Jack community to tell us what you folks think. So what do you think? Are you worried about the effect this is having on our brains? Do you think there's tools that people can create to help with this issue? Do you have any ideas and approaches that you use to kind of deal with attention span? The first place you should go is to shotofjack.org, where you heard this show, and leave your comments there.
You can also talk to us on Twitter, send messages to @ShotOfJack, or you can hashtag them with #ShotOfJack to have them appear on the website.
And let's not forget, if you want to get in touch with us too specifically, then you can email us at talktous@shotofjack.org.